There is a great power stored within the nucleus of the atom. So great is that power that with the discovery of this energy, humanity is able to make giant canals connecting oceans together, build mountain passes, and produce artificial climates. This force, used in nuclear energy and medicine, is without doubt of vital importance in the present day. The name of this magnificent power hidden within the nucleus of the atom is strong nuclear force. This force is released by the technical process known as fission, in other words, nuclear splitting, and an enormous amount of energy is released during this reaction. The reaction known as fission is the splitting of the atomic nucleus, held together with the strong nuclear force, the most powerful force in the universe. The principal substance used in fission reaction experiments is uranium. During fission experiments, scientists shot a neutron at the uranium nucleus at great velocity and discovered that the nucleus began to split into its components, releasing a certain amount of energy. Under the effect of the energy produced, the uranium nucleus begins ejecting the components it contains at great velocity, and thus initiates a chain reaction. Each newly split nucleus behaves like the initial uranium nucleus. Thus, a chain of nuclear reactions starts. A large number of uranium nuclei are split into fragments as a result of these chain reactions, causing an enormous amount of energy to be released. It was these nuclei divisions that have caused the Hiroshima and Nagasaki disasters, causing the death of tens of thousands of people. At the moment of the detonation of the atomic bomb dropped on Hiroshima by the United States in 1945, and in its aftermath, approximately 100,000 people died. Another atom bomb dropped on Nagasaki by America caused the death of another 40,000 people right at the moment of detonation. While the power released by the nuclei caused the death of many people, it also destroyed a very large residential area and gave rise to many irreparable genetic and physiological disorders in the remaining residents of that area due to the radiation released, which was to affect generations to come. How is it, though, that while our Earth, the whole atmosphere, and everything animate and inanimate, including us, are composed of atoms, this incredible force stored in the atom is not released by natural means? Because the flawless equilibrium in the creation of the atom keeps this force under control. The chain reaction that causes a nuclear explosion can only be produced by artificial means.